Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 386, the stanzas 1, 2, and 7. O Lord, make haste to hear my cry. To thee I call, on thee rely. Incline to me a gracious ear, and when I call, in mercy hear. And what follows, 386, the stanzas 1, 2, and 7. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Romans 3, the verses 1 through 20. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Romans 3, the first 20 verses. What advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid, yea. Let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For then, how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner, and not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Herman Ludemann and Mr. and Mrs. Kyle de Kock, who were both blessed with the birth of a son. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Most holy, most righteous, but also ever good-doing and ever faithful God, thou who art eternal, thou who art almighty, but thou art also all-knowing. And then it has pleased thee in this morning that as a congregation, that we may come up to thy house, and then we may surely acknowledge thee, that thou hast spared each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, then thou hast watched over us in the home, at work, on the way, wherever we were called to be. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to grant humble and broken hearts, because by nature we are all sinners, lying under the sentence of death, where thou wast said unto our first parents the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, and then we may still be in the precious day of grace. Ah, Lord, may it please thee, by the first time and by renewal, that we may be given to be wonder the goodness of the Lord, We have heard out of thy holy word how deeply we have fallen, the condition of the natural heart. And then thou still spareth this world, because thy grace is so great. Thou hast given thy dear Son, who has come upon this world, who has finished thy work in the state of humiliation, and sitteth at thy right hand in the state of exaltation. And from thence he is still gathering and defending his church. And Lord, then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life, where thou wast blessed to family circles, fathers and mothers by renewal in their married life, with the birth of a little child. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart, and a prayer unto thee, the living God, that they may be children born to be born again, children for thy honor and for thy glory. And then we humbly ask thee, may it please thee to spare their children for the parents, and the parents for the children for many years. And, Lord, then for a father and mother, then it is with mixed emotions, where it has pleased thee, where today it is a year ago, that it has pleased thee to take from them their dear little infant daughter into eternity. Then we humbly ask thee, that thou may remember and uphold them, that thou may give them yet a joy with their newborn child, where their thoughts do multiply. Lord, grant then a prayer for one another, the other father and mother, they may still of all their children, then thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference. We commend unto thee the grandparents and the great-grandparents, with the increased blessings and with the increased responsibility. Wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn? Wilt thou remember the barren amongst us? Lord, when there are no empty places in our family circles, and may we be given to see thy hand therein, and may we be given to appreciate one another, may we be given to bewonder thy goodness, a word can so quickly become different. Lord, then in this morning hour, then thou yet maketh a great difference with many upon the face of the earth, where thou continuest to speak in solemn ways, were in different places there forest fires, and many were called to leave their homes, to leave all behind. Others have lost their possessions and their livelihood. Wilt thou uphold that people? And then the fires also continues to go round about upon the face of the earth. Wilt thou remember all the sick and afflicted ones? But, Lord, impress upon all our hearts that we have a sin-sick soul that needs to be healed. Thou hast declared in thy holy word that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And to that end, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, that it may please thee to bless us in this morning hour. May thou bless the singing, that it may touch, that it may humble our heart, that we may receive a little instruction. Oh, do bless the reading of thy holy law, However, we are called to examine ourselves each time we read that and hear that law, because it is written, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Then we are called to examine ourselves, whether we are still in that house of bondage, and how we live in that house of bondage. Lord, to that end, wilt thou bless thy holy word. Then we have heard out of thy holy law that we are very guilty, that our debt is heavenly high, and that we need to be pardoned, and that needs to take place here upon this earth in the precious day of grace. And to that end, all Lord, come then down with thy Holy Spirit in a very rich measure, that young and old may be wrought upon, that we may learn how guilty we are, but the love shed abroad in our heart, to become a true seeker, and not that we cannot miss thee any more. Thou knowest how that we have spent the week, and how that we have come up to thy courts. May there be hungry and thirsty souls, and, Lord, put them not to shame. Be then a surprising God. Do remember thy children. Wilt thou grant the further leadings, and may there be no rest outside of that only rest, and that is the finished work of thy dear Son. Wilt thou remember thy church all over the earth, with all those that are called to labor therein, thy servants, elders and deacons, and the students. Do grant thy help. Lord, remember the manifold needs, and then the needs in the realm of nature, they are great. The evidence thereof can be seen with the sky filled with smoke. Thou knowest the great drought, and surely then thou art speaking unto the children of men. And then we may humbly ask thee that in the first place that all thy speaking, that it may be used, that it may be accompanied by the work of thy Holy Spirit. But then we may humbly ask thee that thou may also grant deliverance, but, Lord, deliverance that may bring the children of men at thy feet with the confession of their sin, with their unworthiness, and that there may be that desire that thou may be feared and that thou may be worshipped. To that end, remember also our community. It is so necessary that thou worketh by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, and that the truth may receive a place among our community, and that it may receive a place in the hearts. Lord, remember all the mourning ones. There are many amongst us. Wilt thou uphold, wilt thou strengthen them. Remember the elderly ones. Remember all under the physician's care, with the cares and with the fears. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Lord, may it please thee in this morning hour to be mindful of us. Wilt thou grant the opening of thy word and the leading of thy Holy Spirit, and wilt thou remember all the listeners, from the youngest to the oldest. May there be found among them that may listen as they have never listened before, and that is by the first time, but also in the opening of that precious gospel. Lord, bind us more and more as a people at thy throne of grace around the old truth and around the old ways, and to be given to experience by thy Spirit that it is a truth that can indeed set us free. Lord, may the outgoing of this service then be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 6. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving. Let him still thy refuge be. And what follows, Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 6. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, Acts 9, the verses 6b through the 9th verse. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Our text words speak of Saul further uncovered by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Four thoughts. First, directed Saul. Secondly, a differing Saul. Thirdly, a led Saul. And fourthly, an anguishing Saul. A beloved congregation, we have already heard much out of the life of Saul. And then we have already heard of some clear marks of grace that the Holy Spirit was working in the heart of that young man. It is true. Special circumstances, extraordinary providential happenings, but then also in the life of Saul. What we have heard hitherto, it shall not all be a strange language for the true people of God. And then we have heard a directed Saul. Then we have heard in the former verses that a Saul was given to ask, and he immediately received an answer. That is not so strange. When the Lord begins in our hearts, the Lord deals so tenderly and so kindly with the people of God. And then we have also heard of a differing Saul, because there were different ones with Saul. They have fallen. They have heard a voice. They did not understand that voice, and they were given to rise. And then we have said last time, it is not declared in the scriptures how it has went with those men further. And nevertheless, in this chapter, what differing Saul, and therefore he has written to the Corinthians, and who maketh us to differ? If we would ask Saul, Saul, how hath now thou differ from those other men, that you were led to Damascus to that street straight, and that you received the pardoning of your sins? Then he would say grace and grace alone. Then he would tell us that he has never sought the Lord. He would tell us that he thought that he was on the right way, that he was walking straight to heaven in the way of self-righteousness and persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ. Then a soul would tell us that if the Lord had not stopped him by almighty grace, that he would have continued on that course. And what an awakening it would have been to expect to enter heaven and then to fall into hell. That is the song of the church. grace and grace alone. And now our third thought, let Saul. Then Saul was given to say to King Agrippa, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Then Saul needed to be led. When that light had shone, what a Saul has experienced, that he was blind, it is true, in a literal way. But when the Lord begins to work, and when that light may shine, then that people learn how ignorant they are in heavenly ways. Then they become beggars at the throne of grace, that they may be instructed. Oh, it is true, in the beginning, they have learned something who the Lord is. They have learned something of their sinnership. They become a missing people, but then they are, then they become beggars at the throne of grace, that the Lord may show them the way. And now we read in our text words, and Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. What a change has come, because in the beginning of this chapter, then he was still breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Then he was the leaders. Then he had some soldiers or other men with him, that they may capture the Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ, and that as prisoners, that he may lead them to Jerusalem, and that they may be put to death. But now what a change. Then a soul. Then he was led by those other men because he could not see. And then he was led into Damascus. Then a wolf has become a lamb. And then is signified therein, that humility. Because we do not read with that leading, that Saul has resisted it, but he was willing to follow those men. He was taken by the hand, and he was led. That is now the work of the Holy Spirit. In John 16, verse 13, there it is written of the Holy Spirit, that he guideth his people in all truth. And where does the Holy Spirit now lead his people to? It is true. The Lord worketh by word and by spirit. The Lord useth means. Then it is already a blessing when we may be an instrument in the hand of the Lord to lead poor sinners in the ways of the Lord. And that can be multiplied out. Parents, teachers, office bearers are their fathers and mothers. Of course, we are called to instruct our children and hold before them the old truth and the old ways. Are there now fathers and mothers that may now believe perhaps among their children there are a few little lambs and a little sheep that they may lead? When they look upon them so tender, thinking much of the Lord, that maybe it condemns us, and maybe the thought, may it be so, that there may be among our youth. Because when the Lord works, then it shall become evident, by the fruit ye shall know them. But may it be used also for those that are called to lead, that the question may come, what shall it be? To be an instrument, a signpost. Boys and girls, you know what a sign is. That tells us, gives direction where a place is. But sooner or later, when that signpost becomes old, then it is burnt. Scaffolding. It is necessary not to be led ourselves, and in that way to be used in the hand of the Lord to lead others. Our old fathers have before for said that in their day they believed there were very few single conversions, to be used for one another. And now the church, the Spirit, then he leads his people to his word, because in that word of God, the way of Zion is declared, and there it is declared how it is possible for a poor, a needy, uncovered sinner, so blind in themselves, there is declared a way that they may be saved and that the attributes of God may be glorified. Then the Spirit, then he leads them to the throne of grace, the Spirit of prayer and of supplication. Then they are led to the house of God, because there the Lord has promised that there shall be food for those poor and needy ones. Then the Lord, he leads them in the way of providence to experience that the Lord, that he reigns over everything, that he has everything in his hand from the smallest to the greatest. What a blessing to be led. What a grace to follow the Lord. Christ has said in Matthew 16, verse 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Thus a led soul to Damascus, to the house of Judas, on the street called Straight. What a blessing it is to be led aright. We can also be led wrong, also with our concerns, with our anxiety, to be led to the house of false religion, where they tell you, you have to believe, and that poor people experience, that they cannot believe it. All has to be given, to be led to a house, where they tell you, you have to see, but as with the soul that we are so blinded, it can also be that there are people that are led to the house of laying on upon of hands. Then it is better to let it overwinter. And if it is the Lord's work, then it shall become evident. It can even be, it has happened when the Lord has converted a person among a people that did not have such a knowledge of the truth, and that they thought they were too full of anxiety and too depressed, then they said, you must go out more and visit some places of the world, and then it shall become better. But for a poor and a needy people, blessed soul, when he was led to that house of Judas, called the street straight, our forethought, an anguishing soul. And now in this morning, then we must examine what is experienced on that street called straight. It is true, in the life of Saul, it was a very short work, 3 days and 3 nights on that street straight. But it is the general way of the Lord that he leads his people step by step. And then we can understand, because they tell us that they have researched that city of Damascus, and they believe that they have found that original street straight. It is about 1.3 kilometers long. It was a very wide street. Thus then we can understand that on that street there were many houses. And now in this morning, then we must examine that street straight, especially in a spiritual way. To consider those houses, the encampments of the children of Israel. When we think of the children of Israel, they were not immediately in that promised land. They have experienced many encampments, and so on that street straight, there are many houses where the Spirit leads his people. For a soul, we repeat it, it was a quick work. Then he was led to the courthouse where everything was cut off. And now concerning that street straight, they tell us, boys and girls, that street was perfectly straight. It was not crooked. We read of crooked things in the scriptures. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 5, we read of a crooked and perverse generation. Thus that people of Israel, their ways were crooked. That speaks of sin. It was not so straight. We also read in Isaiah 27, verse 1, of that Leviathan, that crooked serpent. Thus that is an opposition to that straight street. And now that straight street, that is a beautiful type of the law of God. Because the law of God, that is perfect. And the Lord demands perfect obedience. And now by the grace of God, think of Lord's Day number 2. Whence knowest thou thy misery? Out of the law of God. And how that law demands our perfect obedience. And how the Lord has a people that are called to dwell, called upon, they are led by the grace of God to dwell upon that street. And they have much to do with that straight street. Because by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, that they learn that their life is not conformable to that perfect and straight law of God. Ah, they are given to weep many tears. But why does that people then remain living on that street? Why do they not live on that crooked street? Because that suits sinners better. Ah, because by the grace of God, we have heard it already from Saul, from those marks of grace, that he received love for the Lord. He was given to ask, what wilt thou have me to do? And then in obedience to the command of Christ, then he was taken to Damascus, and then he has received a place on that street straight. And now considering, we have told you that there are many houses on that street straight. And concerning that dwelling in those houses, then we must make a separation between the state of the child of God and their condition. Then the boys and girls shall say, what is that? Concerning their state, let us think of Father Jacob. Then in his youth, it was evident that he truly feared the Lord. But now in the steps of grace, then he has come to a Bethel. Then a way was opened in that ladder between heaven and earth that a sinner may be reconciled. In Genesis 32, then he has experienced a Peniel. Thus concerning his state, then a Jacob was led further. Oh, at Peniel, then a Jacob has received a new name. And then his sins were pardoned. But now concerning the condition of a child of God, that can be so different. Think of Father Jacob. His state was sure, confirmed in Peniel. But now concerning his condition, with his boys, with his daughter, what has happened, boys and girls? You all know what has happened in the life of Jacob and his family. And in Genesis 42, verse 36, then he is said, a Joseph is not, a Simeon is not, thou shalt take a Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And now concerning the condition of a child of God, then they are led each time by renewal from house to house. Oh, it is a blessing when a child may be led, when they may have that more close life, when they may experience the wonderful things of the Lord. But now we can understand what Jacob, after he has experienced Peniel, then he was not led back to Bethel. Does not mean he was not given to reflect upon it. Oh, he has never forgotten what has taken place in that dark night. And now concerning a lattice mansion, a few of these houses. Of course, was Saul. That way began on the way to Damascus. And then he has already learned much. Oh, he came in the house of instruction. And when the Lord converts, then we are instructed out of the word of God. Then we are given to learn things that we have never known and never realized before. Or perhaps we have heard it so many times. But now in the house of instruction, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to instruct his people concerning the things of the Lord, but also concerning themselves. Then they come in the house of uncovering, the mirror of the law, because they live on that street straight. And that law, that is so perfect, and the Lord demands a perfect obedience. And now it is the work of the Spirit, to uncover them more and more to their sin, to their lost condition. The Lord uses the preaching, the reading of the law to that end. When we would come past those houses with those inhabitants, also with the house of uncovering, then we would hear beggars at times. Then we would hear the publican, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The past Lord's Day we have read together Psalm 51. "Against thee, thee only have I sinned. Woe unto me that I have sinned." Then on that street straight, then there is that house of godly sorrow. That is a sure mark of grace, that we have sinned against such a good doing and against such a holy God. And that godly sorrow, do we not read in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, "Godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, and not to be repented of." Because you can understand, congregation, we can have much religion and a confession of sin, but if there's not godly sorrow, and if there's not that repentance, it is true. In that house of godly sorrow, then that people learn that their repentance, because they live in that street called straight. And the holy law does not only demand that we desire to obey that law and that we obey it, but that the law that demands that we obey it perfectly. The law is not satisfied. That people that live on that straight street, they are constantly reminded of the holiness and the righteousness of the Lord, that he is so infinite pure. Habakkuk 1 verse 13, "Of purer eyes than to behold evil, and that he cannot not look on iniquity." In that house of uncovering, in that house of godly sorrow, then there would be times that we would hear a groaning and a weeping people, that they are given to tell the Lord, "Lord, now we live on this street straight, thy holy law, and I transgress all thy commandments. I am a sinner still, and with all my repentance, woe unto me." But in that house, and then those souls are given to tell the Lord how they love the Lord and how they love that straight street, and that they cannot miss the Lord, that it is worse than death. In that house street, 'tis a blessing when that people may have exercises with those houses. What we would say it is the worst when it becomes so still and when it becomes so silent. But on that street straight, that people shall not perish, because that people can become so discouraged, nigh to despair. But on that house street, there is the house of encouragement. For discouraged people, where it becomes more and more impossible, Oh, the Lord grandson, that street straight, because shall he now forsake the work that he has begun? Shall the Lord not forsake his child? No, it can and it shall not be. And therefore, that people may not despair, then they are given to dwell at times come in that house of encouragement. Was it not so? We have heard it in the past of Saul, when he was given to arise. Was that not an encouragement? Was it not encouragement when Jesus said unto Saul that he must go to Damascus, and I will tell thee what thou shalt do? Then we have heard it in the past that the Lord still had a purpose for Saul. Then for that people on that house straight, sometime it becomes so dismal and so despairing, so impossible, then it can be, we speak in a spiritual way, then that people think, if I now go in a house where there are larger windows and more sunshine, then it shall be a little better. But with those bigger windows, what are they then given more to see? Then they are given to see more of their impurity. I have read of a little girl. They were dwelling in a house. And then with the sun shining through the window, then she saw all that dust. And she says, Mother, let us close the curtains. Then that dust will be gone. Then her boys and girls can understand that would not help. For the people of God. Then in that house, a further uncovering, that they are given to see more of their depravity and more of their sin, more spirituality of the law. Think of Ezekiel 8, where we read different times, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. All on that street straight, there is also the house of humility, because that people are humble to the lowest. When the Spirit may work, then that people have the desire, because then when we come past those houses, then there shall also be times that we may hear the praises of the Lord arise out of that house for that wonderful work of the Lord, when they may receive a little encouragement. Because on that street straight, there are those houses where prayers are heard, special providential deliverances, that people may say that the Lord still knows of them, that they may still receive those special tokens of his favor. But nevertheless, with everything they have experienced, they live on that street straight, and that straightness of the law that demands perfect obedience. Then on that street straight, then we also find another house. Those other houses we have mentioned, some different marks of grace. May the Lord grant that there may be more in those houses. Boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. It is true. The way lies further. Because if we would visit that people in those houses, then they can tell us something what they have experienced. But then if we would tell them hither, if we would ask them with all those houses, but how is it now with that street straight, with that law that demands perfect obedience? Then they become very sad. A hope that the Lord knows of them, but they have experienced that their godly sorrow, their humility, answers upon prayer, providential deliverances, that it does not satisfy the justice of God. But now we have said there is another house on that street straight. and that house throughout the ages, even more so in our time. That seems to be a house that is overcrowded. And which house is that? That is a house of false rest and false peace. Of people that have come to dwell in that house. They can speak of those other houses, but they are not visited so often. And now a people on that street straight that are given to rest in what they have experienced. And many times, in the beginning, that people are so exercised with that street straight. And that street leadeth to glory, perfect obedience. Sometime day and night. When they come up to God's house as a guilty people, transgressors of the law of God. But now in that house of false security, it seems that they are not so exercised with that straight street and with their debt. All for those seeking souls, that debt weighs so heavy upon their burden, but in that house of false security, given to rest upon what they have experienced. In those houses we have mentioned, but if you would ask, soul, how long ago has it been that you have visited one of those houses? Then it becomes so still that they are given to rest upon a hope they have received, a possibility of being saved. But it has become so quiet that even that people in those other houses that sometime are given to wonder that they can live so easy where their debt has not been paid, that debt still lieth on their account. We already find such a people in the book of Revelation, the seven churches to Asia Minor. There Christ has spoken to a people. They were not that mourning dove. It is true. Christ has also commended different churches for the good things which were still in the midst of them. But do we not read in the church of Ephesus that they have forgotten their first love? In the beginning they are so concerned about that street called straight. Then they have a desire that all people would come on that street and that would be given to bow under the authority of the law of God. Then we read of another church that they have tolerated the doctrine of Balaam, and that the Nicolaitans were allowed to live among them. Of a Sardis we read that they had a name that they were alive, but that they were dead, that in that house of false security, resting upon what they have experienced, but the further leadings are so missing. Think of the church of Laodicea, where it is written that they were not cold, that they were not hot, but that they were lukewarm. In that church of carnal security, then when we come past it, there is still form and duty, but you do not hear that publican cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Concerning those dwellers in that house of false peace and false rest, then they are not so exercised with the first two petitions. They still mention them in their prayers. Concerning that fourth petition, not so dependent. Concerning the fifth petition, many times even missed, because they are not burdened with their sins. When they think of former times, when they were given to be so exercised with that straight law of God, His glory. But now it has become so lukewarm, not burdened with their debt, not seeking for a solution, not a growing in the grace of God, for that people. In former days, maybe, perhaps, when they have come past those other houses and they have met those inhabitants, that it still touched their heart, that it was given to show them what they missed, how far they were dwelling from the close life to the Lord. That house of carnal security and false rest. And now concerning those houses, because for Saul it was a very short work that he was brought to the end of everything. As a general rule, the Lord leads from step to step. Nevertheless, for the church spiritually on that house street, then the Lord sendeth forth His preachers with good tidings that there is a way for impossible cases. Oh, when we think of the street straight, when we think of a city, then the king in that spiritual city, then he is also, to say it simply, boys and girls, then there is a hospital for the sick and for the afflicted, for those that have tried so hard to heal and to pay their debt, but they are sinners still. Oh, it is true that people that are given to live on the street straight, they still have much pride in their heart. Many times do not realize it, can be in many forms, can even be proud of what they have experienced, can be proud of their humility. Oh, to say it simply, too proud to be saved by grace. They are still trying to earn their way into heaven. Do I not read in Romans 8 verse 7? That the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. Ah, what a work the Spirit has, that the child of God may be uncovered deeper and deeper, and to that end, there is also the house of paradise, when it may please the Lord to lead His people, how the Lord has created them straight, perfect, for the glory of God, the desire, able to walk in all the commandments of the Lord. Oh, in that house of further uncovering, in the house of paradise, then they are given to see that there is no hope and no expectation, no fruit from this tree forevermore, that the root is corrupt, conceived and born in sin, impossible from my side. Oh, it becomes more and more a cut-off case. Let us first sing. Psalter 102, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Heavy is my tribulation, sore my punishment has been. Broken by thy indignation, I am troubled by my sin. And what follows? 102, 2 through 5. Oh, what a work the Holy Spirit has to strip a sinner of everything, and that room may be made. We hope to hear thereof in this evening. For that precious child born in the manger of Bethlehem, whose name was called Jesus, because he has saved his people, he shall come to save his people from their sins. Oh, that people in those workhouses, then they have much to learn, much to unlearn, much to relearn. And then it is necessary that they learn that with all their works, that they are a sinner still, living on that street called Straight. For those that are dwelling in that house of false rest, then it is necessary that the Lord sends, oh, he is free, but many times necessary that the Lord sends a great storm, and that their house is blown away, that they only may escape. But now we have said, for that people that liveth on that street called Straight, we have the examples in the gospel that Jesus, that he has healed many of those sick and afflicted ones, a type of the spiritual healing. Many of them have also received a spiritual blessing. In natural life, when we go to the hospital to emergency, maybe boys and girls, maybe your parents have taken you there. And then it is not so nice when we come to the waiting room and that it is packed full of people that we have to wait a long time. But what a blessing and what a privilege it is when in the church, concerning spiritual things, that waiting room may be full of people, young and old, that with everything they have experienced on the street Straight, that they have many ailments, that there are those where their condition is very serious. Maybe a soul says, but I have waited. That is a blessing. Then remain waiting in that waiting room. And in a hospital, the very serious cases, they are looked after first. Then many different kinds, they come to that spiritual hospital. 'Tis a beautiful picture of the church. And then when we come to the hospital, then the doctor is given to ask many questions. So it is in that spiritual hospital, because then the sinner that dwells in those houses, then they are given to confess their sins, unworthy, also necessary to learn our pride. But then we can picture boys and girls of people living in that city on that street Straight. The one comes to that spiritual hospital. He is so beaten by Moses, by the law, because I read of the law, cursed is not everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. Then another one comes with a broken leg because he is walking on paths that was forbidden fallen into temptation with much pain and with much anguish. And then I see another one that has been bitten by the poisonous serpent as a reed in Numbers 21, ready to perish. Oh, in that spiritual hospital, there is a remedy for all cases, because then in that spiritual hospital, then there is that brazen serpent risen up, that whosoever looketh on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, then I see another one that is so bowed down, so discouraged, and so depressed, because on that street straight, that people can come very low, can happen, congregation, that we even see a house that there is a for sale sign on it, to say it any human way. Of course, such a one would take their for sale sign down on Saturday evening and put it up Monday morning, because that straight street, that law declares, remember the Sabbath day. And then if we would ask such a one, I see that you hope to move to another place, to another street. Ah, then it can be that they have come to that conclusion that they are not a proper inhabitant of that street. They thought that the Lord had begun that good work, but with everything they have experienced, oh, if we would say, soul, but have you not been in those houses? And may you deny that the Lord has done wonderful things. Oh, they cannot deny, but it has become still. But then, soul, if you hope to move, where do you hope to move to? Are you going to Vanity Fair? What do you think, boys and girls? Would that people move to Vanity Fair, to the world? No, they would say, it is true, in that Vanity Fair, everything is more crooked, and the pleasures of the flesh, you can multiply it out, but that has become death. Ah, then maybe such a soul would say to move up north in a faraway place, and there to cry it out and beg the Lord for a little mercy. But then we would say to such a soul, ah, be not too discouraged, because can you deny, when you open the scriptures, ah, there can come to that hospital that are so bowed down. We have the example in Luke 13 of that woman bowed down for 18 years and tied with such a tight knot. But, oh, in that hospital, there is a remedy for every case. But now, concerning Saul, we read of Saul, a short work, and we read that for 3 days he has not eaten and that he has not drank. So deep distressed. I read in Romans 11 of a short work. Then Saul, he was brought to the courthouse, because in a city, it is true, in Saul's time, we do not read of hospitals as we have them in our day, read of the Pool of Bethesda, but we do read in the cities of courthouses. Saul later in his life has been brought to different courthouses. And as a general rule, especially in the capitals, the Supreme Court, they are very stately buildings. And that is where they're a judge, and that is where debtors are brought. And now that people that live on that straight street, they are greatly exercised with their debt and with all those houses. Oh, perhaps they have told the Lord, have a little patience with me, but I hope to pay thee all. But now, for a soul, he was arrayed before the judgment seat of the Lord, a short work, a very deep work before a holy, a righteous God that demands a perfect obedience, and a sinner that is not a penny to pay. We must close. Maybe we can say a little more of it when we continue in this chapter, because there was a great need. Therefore, Ananias was sent to that man. There was a desperate need, not only a cutting off of his sins and of his works, but that he would learn to lose his life. Hell opened before him. It is written in the scriptures, what a distress. He was a healthy young man. He was not sick. But because of his distress, for 3 days and 3 nights, no sleep, no food, and no drink. Because, what Saul has experienced on that street straight in the house of Judas, to become the chiefest of sinners, to go lost, to be given to bow under the Lord. Oh, there was a need, there was room for that precious child that was born in the manger of Bethlehem. As Saul has experienced what he read in Micah 7, verse 9, I will bear the indignation of the Lord until he plead my cause. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou take us and our children by heart and by hand, and that we may be led as Saul, and that we may receive a place on that street called Straight, exercised with thee, with thy law, with thy attributes, with eternity, and a debt that needs to be paid, and ought to learn more and more from our side, impossible, cut off. But, Lord, then there is a way from thy side. Work it in the hearts of young and old. It is so necessary that we are given to learn those matters on this side of the grave, because what shall it be when we shall learn it at the end of our life, thy perfect and straight law? Thou hast created us perfectly, and thy justice demands a perfect and a holy life, and then to not have a penny to pay, and then never to hear a possibility for us to be saved, but then to be lost forever and ever. Lord, in these solemn times, under thy solemn speaking, may it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, and for thy people. Wilt thou grant us further leadings, Lord? Watch over us in this day. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers with their children, that they may be given to read, to speak, to pray, and to sing. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies, and graciously return us in this evening hour, when we hope to hear for a poor and a needy people, so burdened with their sins, a heavenly high debt, spiritually so sick, that precious child that is born in the manger of Bethlehem. Lord, glorify thy name. Cause thy kingdom to come. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 140, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. God, be merciful to me, On thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion thou, blot out my transgressions now and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service here on Wednesday, August 18, at 7:30 with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating, and the pall and banner of truth are at the exit, 140, the first three stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.